For anybody who's been using an iPhone, you probably felt a little bit left out watching the Gear VR and the Daydream and Cardboard and all these Android-based devices for virtual reality. Jeff Powers is with us. He's the co-founder of Occipital. Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
Hey.
Come on over here.
All right.
You did something called the Structure Sensor, which was for the iPad, right?
Right.
And now this is your newest product. This is the Bridge, a mixed reality headset for the iPhone. This is more than just VR. It's AR, too.
Yeah. It's basically a hybrid between the two. You can do any kind of VR, any kind of mobile VR applications, such as things people would use with a Cardboard traditionally, can be used in Bridge. But what's new and special about it is the fact that you actually can map your environment and then do AR or mixed reality, where you bring characters or whatever into the world with you.
So that was Tango, right? That was Google's.
Yeah, how does this stack up to Google Tango? Because obviously that's something the iPhone is lacking, and you're kind of helping Apple make up some lost ground here. But how does it stack up feature-wise?
Yeah, so it's similar. It's kind of like the features you would get on Tango, a little bit better, brought over to the iPhone, in the sense that we can map the environment, we can track your position. We do what's called inside-out positional tracking. So you're familiar with, obviously, the Rift and the Vive. And in those systems, you have stations. You have either a base station like Lighthouse, or you have cameras like the Rift. Those are doing outside-in tracking. They're looking at you.
Right.
But in our system, you're doing inside-out. You're looking out, and you don't actually have to set up the environment at all. It's just automatically mapped and tracked.
So all the sensors you need are right here.
Are right here. It's kind of like the autonomous cars you were talking about. We're putting all the sensors in here. We don't even need to make the road smart.
So I see an iPhone. It looks like you've got a lens on the camera.
Yeah, so we have a lens here that doubles the field of vision of the iPhone.
Put it right here. We got a good shot of it. You can just point to it as you. So this is I've seen like the Olloclip, something that goes in front of the camera that gives it a wide angle.
It's just like the Olloclip. We made our own five-element glass lens that doubles the FOV, but very similar to what the Olloclip does.
Then what is this?
So this is actually the product you mentioned. This is the Structure Sensor, but it's mounted into the Bridge headset.
Clever.
And this gives you depth sensing. So this is an active depth sensor. It has an infrared camera, an infrared projector. It beams this information out onto the scene. It's a lot like a Kinect, and it's able to basically measure, instead of color picture pixels, it has essentially depth pixels. It knows how far things are in the world.
And it can also track motion and kind of map the world as it goes along.
Exactly.
Nathan, you've played with Microsoft's HoloLens, right?
Yes.
This seems like it's better than HoloLens.
I had some problems with HoloLens. The
field of view is basically
limited to a small rectangle in front of your face. So when you saw things, it was impressive. But a lot of times, you just didn't see anything at all, especially on the corners and your kind of periphery. Right. And in trying this, that problem doesn't seem to exist here.
Yeah. I mean, this is
for a lot
much
less
wider
too, I might add.
Yeah, it's about a tenth of the price of the HoloLens. I mean, the HoloLens, let's not knock it. It's an amazing device. I mean, it's a see-through system, which is very hard to pull off. But if you want to get into mixed reality at a lower price point and you want to use a device you already have, like the iOS, like an iPhone, Bridge is a great device.
$399, you're going to be available in March. One of the advantages Android has, though, is because there's a rich ecosystem of virtual reality, there's a lot of apps. How are you? There aren't any apps on iOS.
Actually, not really true. So Google actually helped a little bit here, and they came out with a Cardboard SDK available on iOS, too.
Okay.
So you have things like Discovery Channel VR, you have the Cardboard app, you have some horror apps, you got a bunch of roller coasters, you got a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Can we get a demo?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So the demo, and you're going to give it a try, right?
Yeah, sure, I'll give it a
try. Oh, we're going to make Nathan do it.
We're going to make Nathan do it. So what I'm going to do,
For a description, people listening, it's kind of looks about like a Gear VR. It's a lightweight plastic holder for your phone with the addition of that wide-angle camera lens and the sensor up top, which is it infrared? Is it a Z sensor? What is
it? It's a Z sensor. It determines distance.
Okay.
Yeah. And a couple cool features on the actual hardware itself. We have this sideways opening door.
So it's got a door, so you can actually use the phone without taking it out.
Yeah, in fact.
That's a big problem.
Kind of hilarious. I've even had someone take a call like this before.
Oh, yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do.
It's perfectly designed to exactly match the phone you have. That way we can align the camera and everything. We use anodized aluminum to rigidly mount everything. Mm-hmm. Easy to open and close. It's magnetic, so no latch. It's really easy. And in the back, we have a ratchet system. So when
you find that because you're going to be in the Apple market, you've got to do a little bit more in terms of fit and finish and and luxury, because it's a demanding market, right? It's not like the Android market.
Yeah, you have to make your device feel like it's meant to work with
an
iOS
nice
device.
Yeah, this is great.
The expectation is high there.
For you.
Yep. All right, and so if you go move over a little bit, Nathan, because you can see we're seeing on the screen what Nathan's seeing. Of course, he's seeing it in stereo, but that's the 2D version of it.
Let me see your controller real quick.
There you go.
Oh, there's a little controller.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's really just a one button click, and then you got this little robot guy.
Show up. Yeah.
So that's Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. And so Nathan, that looks like it's a real robot there on the floor.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. It looks like something out of a video game, pretty much in the real world, and you can actually kind of see the scene, and Bridget just moves around.
I hate to say it, but this is so much better than HoloLens in terms of at least field of view. You have an advantage. You have a very powerful computer. You don't have to make a Windows 10 computer fit in the visor. You've got an Apple iPhone. Which iPhones does this work with?
So this works with the 6, the 6S, and the 7. We recommend it on the 6S or the 7 for processing power.
Yeah, I bet you really can take advantage of the 7, though.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! What are you doing?
I'm playing catch with it, actually.
Oh, my God. Look at that. So it's fetch, yeah.
Yep.
That's fun.
So Bridget comes with a few features. Bridget is basically a developer. It's an app, and it's also a developer sample. It's mostly open source. So we put this thing out for developers to create their own. It's
a
reference.
Nice.
So if you're a developer and you want to work in mixed reality, you want to work in augmented reality,
look at that.
Bridge is for you.
So you work in Swift, Objective-C. How do you develop?
You can use Swift, Objective-C. We have a Unity plugin for positionally tracked VR. One of the cool things is if there's an existing mobile VR app written in Unity, you can use our plugin, and in about 10 minutes, you upgrade it with positional tracking.
That's nice. You can port it over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
And one of the things that this can do is it can actually make you move between AR and VR, right?
Yeah. So if you click that menu on Bridget again,
mm-hmm.
And you're noticing Bridget's actually avoiding obstacles. So click the one on the far right.
Okay.
And there's two things we can do. One, if you click on the wall here, you can actually create a portal to a bookstore that we actually scan.
Don't go in there now, Nathan. Yeah. No, it's a fake. It's a trap.
If you see me hitting my head on the wall, you know why.
OMG, you put a hole in our wall. That is freaking cool. Holy cow.
And if he clicks on the ground, you can create, like, maybe down to your feet here.
All right.
And you'll actually create a portal to a VR scene that you can walk inside of.
So you're moving out of the augmented reality into the full virtual reality world at this point.
Exactly. And as soon as he steps across, you'll see that we actually bring things from the world back in as an obstacle avoidance map so that he essentially doesn't run into
them. So it won't,
But you have to keep looking at the map or else he'll stop tracking.
Very cool. So it's like I'm in a space station, basically.
Right. But as you approach that TV, you can see it's actually brought into your view so you don't crash into it.
Yeah, Vive does the same thing to kind of give you a wireframe, make sure you...
And if I just walk back through this door, then I'm back in...
Reality.
Real reality.
Wow. I'm kind of blown away. I mean, you're competing against one of the largest corporations in the world. And you're beating them, frankly.
In a way.
Two of the largest corporations, Google and Microsoft.
You know, what we're really trying to do is actually power some of these corporations, right? Some of the people that want to build their own headsets, we have the tech to essentially upgrade them with Bridge-like capabilities.
Right.
So in a way, Bridge, anybody can buy Bridge. Anybody can use it for mobile VR. You can take it on the road with you. You can develop if you're a developer. But if you're a company building your own device, we have the tech to put inside. And hopefully, this time next year, we'll be back on the show with, you know, three or four headsets that are powered by
our technology. So this is really your long run. This in itself is a reference platform. In the long run, what you'd like to do is sell the structure sensor and the software and the technology to companies that want to make their own headsets.
We'd like to power really cool. a bunch of different devices.
Jeff Powers, what's your background? How did you get into this?
So I was an electrical engineer that was always a software guy.
Yeah.
And graduated from school and didn't really want to go work anywhere, and so I started Occipital. And I did stuff like mobile apps. We did an app to do barcode scanning early on in the days of the company. I found it actually in 2008. We did Red Laser, if you've ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. That was the scanning program.
The scanning app.
We were
pushing the limits.
I knew the name Occipital.
Pushing what you could actually do on the camera. There was a question, could you even access it in that way? And, and we ended up selling that product to eBay. And then we just kept going, and we always wanted to do augmented reality. And in fact, we tried to do AR way back then, but nobody would invest in it.
Right.
Of course, right?
That tide has turned.
How many developers do you have already making apps for Bridge right now?
So, I mean, for Structure Sensor, we have thousands of developers. But for Bridge, we just announced it last month and shipped the first units last month. We announced and shipped a week later. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to do one of these, announce it and ship it maybe a year later. There's now hundreds of developers that are working on creating the first apps that should... hopefully, a handful of them will be available when we start shipping again in March.
Where's the momentum? Is it with like things like retail? Is it with games? I know a lot of AR apps that I've seen like basically get you into virtual museums and kind of put like dinosaurs in your house and things like this. But you know, where's the developer interest right now?
So in mixed and augmented reality, I think you see a lot of business use cases.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wanting to maybe scan a job site, beam it to somebody else, and then interact remotely. You see that kind of thing. With games, you see things like bringing ghosts into your house and this sort of stuff. So we definitely see a lot of people that are just doing works of passion, wanting to create games and that sort of stuff. But in the business world, we're seeing a lot of remote collaboration type projects.
This is just mind-boggling. $399, wide availability in March. Both for developers and end users, and I'm sure Apple's going to come a-calling and knocking on your door, because this is a category Apple's already said. Tim Cook said several times he really wants to get into this category. I think it's one of the next big things, frankly, AR particularly. I'm very excited about it.
And one cool thing, by the way, is that Bridge, you can buy it now and use it with your 6S or your 7, and we've actually designed it to be upgradable.
Oh, that's nice.
So, of course, we don't know what the next iPhone will look like, but let's assume it's not too different than this. We can actually produce just this front element, this phone enclosure.
Okay, very good.
You can keep the sensor.
Smart.
Minimal
investment. Get a new enclosure.
And you've got a new enclosure.
Brilliant. Jeff, you're on. This is going to be awesome.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, Occipital, Jeff Powers. And Bridge is the product. And what's the website so people can go there?
So you can go to bridge.occipital.com.
Okay. And start in March, pick up your... I'm going to buy one immediately. I think that's really, really cool.